A.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Under the guise of the term infrastructure protection, I discovered more than a decade ago, 12 years ago, secret military plans under the executive for martial law in the U.S. and an incremental martial law, a phasing in of tyranny, secret Army, Marine Corps programs of local police going on since the mid-1980s. We have video documents, Marine Corps officers that took part in the openly illegal program then. Then we discovered they recruited preachers, 500,000 truck drivers, that's now public. But with the preachers, they told them, be secret, don't tell anybody, but prepare your flock for this. Now 26,000 of them. Let's go ahead and play part of this newscast. Now, this is in New Orleans. A year plus after we broke this and got the secret documents, they admitted this. Since then, other cities have admitted it. And this is they use Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote about do whatever the government tells you. Doesn't matter if the Bible is about the prophets being killed for not listening to the government, or Jesus not doing what the government told him, or the founding fathers, or this is saying all authority is God. And I have a preacher saying, follow Hitler. He is authority. Just do whatever authority tells you. The opposite of liberty and freedom, the opposite of the Bible. But this is what's taught. Here's the newscast telling you martial law is good.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Bell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
Okay, now, this program is in every state, Alaska, Hawaii, Texas. 26,000 preachers as of last year. They plan to double it to 52,000 this year. It is a secret program. The secret documents are on Infowars.com. And it's taking your children from you, forcibly inoculating you, taking your guns, taking you to camps, labor camps. It's been in executive orders for decades. Remember, I'm the crazy that said they get rid of Posse Comitatus. You'd laugh at me and say, Posse Comitatus. And I'm the weirdo on the radio all these years reading PDD 51 and having emergency managers on. I'd have emergency managers on. I'd have police chiefs on, San Antonio. Where they'd come to them with big bags of cash saying, go along with this, we'll pay you off. And the police chief in San Antonio kicked them out. That's how I learned about that in 1998. This is a giant, illegal, criminal, martial law. You ever hear about third world countries where some, you know, thug president or general takes over? Pinochet, Hitler, the list goes on and on. It's the same thing here. They're doing it here. Can you imagine what a big prize this is? But it's a decades long. America's a big country to take down with a history of freedom and an armed population. They've had to brainwash the cops, militarize them, get them used to shooting at us with rubber bullets so they'll do the real thing. I know we got loaded lines, and I want to hear from you for the rest of the show on this. And then did Palestinian activist Raed Hamad, was he murdered here in Austin? We're going to go over that. But, I mean, this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. I'm going to play one more clip. We're going to come back, and I promise, do nothing but calls until I cover, was this gentleman murdered in the last segment? So stay there, Jason and Chris and Ned and JD and Robert. We'll get to all of you and more. But listen to this clip. Now, this is Bob Woodward, the guy that later got his really hurt very bad in Iraq. Now, when you watch the video, just type New Orleans gun confiscation into Google, and you'll get the video of this and a bunch of others. Now, this is video of them going into the richest part of New Orleans, the high and dry area, and slamming people's heads on the ground, taking their guns. And then, but then the audio you're going to hear is all a lie. And this is all psychological warfare. ABC's the worst we found, even worse than Fox. They're saying, well, they didn't want to get violent, or they didn't take guns, they just asked for them. But then it shows them taking guns. So the piece is a psych warfare piece where they show one thing, but then say another. But go watch the video. And there's hundreds of others. Just you'll see other compilations of videos and interviews with those that never got their guns back. Okay, go ahead and play that clip.
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force. Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion.
Hit pause.
Sometimes entering open houses.
All right, back it up a little bit. Total lie. Now, this is doublethink, psych warfare. And I got a big article today where they admit hundreds of the pundits on TV are Pentagon paid. We told you that years ago, but it's now mainstream news today. Woodward is sitting there telling you that they don't use force while they show video of slamming rich people. My point is, this is going to happen to everybody in Westlake when they pull this. This is going to happen to everybody, you know, in the Hamptons in New York where you're listening right now. This is going to happen to people listening in Beverly Hills on KCAA. This is going to happen to people in the rich areas of Kansas City listening right now. This is what they're drilling for. They don't bring food and water. They come for your guns. Play the rest of it.
To use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken?
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Yes, treason.
This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note.
Oh, yeah, that's enough. It just gets worse. I can't play anymore. We're going to come back and take your calls. The point here is you can go watch scores of newscasts even worse. Old women being slammed to the ground, crying as their dogs are left to die when they're in piles of food. I have a book on architecture, the finest homes in the U.S. In that book is the neighborhood they're raiding on this video. One house looks like the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, it's a house worth hundreds of mil. Doesn't matter, you're worth hundreds of mil? We love coming in your house and looting it. And they did loot, by the way. We'll be right back. Yeah, they're trained to take your guns and ask for seconds. We'll be right back.
Sunday. It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan, historically, in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Yeah, I didn't hear it through the grapevine that almost every society in history falls to military takeovers by internal elites that want to rob the rest of the rich people. You see, a lot of you rich people think you're part of the elite. But you're going to find out, like Rome and Russia and thousands of other civilizations, that you are the real target. You're going to find out real good. All the blue-collar, middle-class people are going to find out everything's bankrupt, tens of thousands of times debt compared to all the assets. It's just total black op, total economic fraud. All right, let's go to your calls as promised. Jason and then Chris, Ned, J.D., Robert, J. Jason in Kansas City, a KCXL listener. You're on the air. Go ahead. You know, I'm so used to the weekday show now where they air the calls for me. I'm so out of my mind, I'm not even hitting the button to put them on air. Go ahead. You're now on the air, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, man.
I just wanted to say that those gun raids didn't get sick in my stomach. And a lot of my friends listen to musicians like Immortal Technique, and he has a lot of good messages. But one of his messages that I don't agree with is that he's trying to push a violent revolution on the street. And this nation's public is no match for the supersonic weapons of this nation's military.
Well, I mean, let's just say this. It's something we want to try to avoid at all costs. Anything else?
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm willing to die for my unborn kids here, but I don't think.
Listen, I hear you, and I understand what you're saying. Let me break down some strategia here. I'm not bashing Arabs, but they say themselves they're not known for military prowess. They're known for courage, but not military organization. There's a saying over there back 100 years ago with the British troops, thank God, you know, they can't shoot straight, because they sure are brave. You've only got maybe 50,000 combatants in Iraq, most of those foreigners, and our military can't even hold the green zone now. They're evacuating out of that. In the United States, you have 400 million guns. You got 150 million gun owners. You have 1% of 150 million gun owners fights back. That's 1,500,000 combatants. Also, a guerrilla force or a hit-and-run force or a lone wolf force, a total resistance force like the French resistance or the Swiss, you know, others, it's unstoppable. Now, that said, I do not want a war with the military. You know that over 70%, close to 80% of all military contributions were given to Ron Paul. You got 95% national polls of the police are against gun control. The average cop's actually pretty good. That person in the military is very good. But it's evil on top. Okay. And then you got some federal agencies that are pure evil, like the BATF. The FBI is a mixed bag. They're compartmentalized. Got good men and women in one area, bad in another. See, all these things are done on a need-to-know basis. So there's evil cadres in every group at the top, and then they've got servant groups within the pyramidal strata that do their dirty work. And then if they get busted or caught, the higher-ups cut them loose. It's now come out, the direct White House orders for torture. But 3 years ago, that didn't come out, so they sent a bunch of people in Afghanistan and other places to prison. One guy tried to use the memo, contractor who tortured people to death, he tried to use the memo, and they declared Patriot Act on him and gagged him. That's a U.S. citizen who was ordered to torture and killed people under orders. And I'm not saying he did good. He did bad. But then it came out he was ordered to, and now it turns out the military refused, the contractors refused. It took a direct order from Bush. Not just the memos. There's a direct executive order. That just broke last week, ordering it. But then when they got caught, Bush sent them to prison for following orders. That's another thing you got to remember out there. Now, if the military tries to make a move, they'll stage an attack to get the military to patriotically believe they have to do this. You understand? It'll be packaged propaganda. Or bird flu's been released. Or terrorists nuke some cities. I said that last week on air and got an email saying, you watch that from the TV show Jericho. I've never seen the TV show Jericho. I've been going off globalist documents and battle plans for decades. There is a plan for the New World Order to detonate nukes in this country, claim Al-CIA to did it, and take all your freedoms. Then reorganize us into a fascist military state and invade the planet, have conscription, build up a 10 million man army. That's what they're planning to do. Nuke us, get us all mad, turn us into Nazi Germany, and have us invade. This time the Fourth Reich will win. That's the plan, period. You understand? That's what they're planning to do, period. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Let's move fast here. Oh, man, there's just points they're bringing up. Let's go ahead. Now, they plan to let the first wave of military and police be chewed up in martial law. Then they're going to bring in foreign troops. That's now public. Go ahead. You're on air. Chris in Austin.
Hey, Alex. This is Christopher up in Cedar Park. I could totally see a scenario where the U.S. military would start some type of operation against Iran after a staged event, and then a byproduct of that would be advertised as the Middle East finally taking more type of offensive strike here in the U.S. They'd light off a nuke or something.
And that's why Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. brought in 5,000 Iraqis trained here by the CIA in the 70s and 80s in every major city ready to wreak havoc. And then if they get killed or captured, they're Arab and it's perfect.
Well, yeah, because...
By the way, what you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, is declassified. Go ahead. That's public. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then definitely, you know, they could say, well, obviously, with the offensive action we took in Iran, then obviously...
I didn't hang up on you, sir.
And then use that, you know, as the excuse to implement martial law.
No, sir, that's one of their plans. Or they release bird flu... Or. I mean, what do you think we should do? I'm just trying to warn everybody.
Actually, people really, you know, obviously you're doing an excellent job of informing people, but I think every citizen of this country that listens to you and is, you know, and sees this type of plan, how obvious it is, really needs to make a point of it every day of their life to start talking to all their friends and family, you know, in a concerted effort, in a passionate way, saying, look, this is a possibility. What are you guys doing about it? And if you're not taking any action, what is the cost to us if you never took any action, never spread the word, and this great country were to fall or be taken over, you know, towards more of a total martial law?
I agree. What do you think with Jesse Ventura, Lee Iacocca, German former defense ministers, all Ron Paul, I mean, really, Naomi Wolf, thousands of prominent people, Bob Woodward, are saying what I've been saying for 12 years, only because I found the documents and found out it was, I mean, I experienced it here in Texas. I had police chiefs tell me, emergency managers who were Vietnam vets and intelligence tell me they were approached for this. I mean, this is a long-term plan.
And actually, the more that, you know, prominent-type figures come out and say this, I do think that, in one aspect, accelerates the time in which they will initiate their major operation, which would eventually lead to martial law. So, I mean, people really have to think out of the box and start acting out of the box and doing things different and be willing to do things they've never done before. And I'm not talking, you know, violence, but I mean as far as really passionately talking to people and trying to get them to see what potentially, you know,
absolutely, absolutely. Great call, Chris. More calls straight ahead. Stay with me. This is for real. This isn't a drill. The Republic's on her knees. The enemy has wrapped itself in the flag. See through their camouflage. Defend the Republic. I'm risking my life to warn you. Listen.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, if the New World Order tries to hit us, does a false flag,
in 1814 we took a little,
you know this is what's going to happen.
Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and
you
the
see, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't wake up and realize the tactics the multinational corporations that control our government use, false flag being their favorite, it's over.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise.
Very, very simple. False flag terror. The globalists say in their own documents, like the PNAC documents, Zbigniew Brzezinski's Grand Chessboard and others, that they want terrorist attacks to mobilize us to go dominate the world for their financial interest, not the interest of this country. They're globalists. Dick Cheney's bought a house in Dubai. They've moved Halliburton there. They still get no-bid contracts against U.S. companies. Then they fool you and say, it's an American company. It deserves no-bid contract against Frenchies. Frenchies were never allowed to bid. Other American companies weren't. Lee Iacocca is coming out saying we're going into a police state and the U.S. is falling. Do you understand that anyone with half a brain knows this? Now, they want to set off nukes, release bird flu, say terrorists did it, to nuke a whole string of countries, use the weapons they've got, have forced conscription. This is in government documents. They're all linked on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. And then get us all hyped up and basically be a militarized society. They're shifting out of manufacturing, out of trade. Their own strategic documents say it's going to be law enforcement domestically, 1 in 10, and the rest military. And we're going to be a military camp for attacking the world. We're going to be the bad guys, basically. And you're going to get nothing, by the way. You're not going to get pension funds, money, nothing. The only jobs you're going to be able to have are either weapons makers or siege forces or domestic police. This is all, we're under the period of exploitation by the New World Order, where they take over one country, then use it as an engine to take over other nations. And they need to trick you by staging terror attacks so you accept martial law and you accept going around and attacking the whole planet. I mean, I heard a Fox News clip earlier where Al Sadr, you know, is a Shiite. The news keeps saying he's Al-Qaeda. He's a Shiite, folks. It's the opposite group. This is the group they funded in the mid-90s to attack Saddam and then didn't give them any support actually to knock them out. They have been doing sneak attacks on them the last month. Al Sadr said, if you don't quit attacking us, we're going to fight back against you. And the media spins this like he's threatening to attack the U.S. for no reason when he did a peace deal and now they've tried to assassinate him. They admit they broke the deal, are trying to kill him and everybody else so they can't be part of the election because they're going to get elected. Then our media says he is Al-Qaeda when they're using Al-Qaeda, Wahhabi forces, to attack him. I mean, listen to this. They admit here that, he's attacking. And then at the end, they kind of just softly mention, because we've been attacking him. The treachery of the New World Order. They've broken three ceasefires with him, and he still comes back and signs them and won't fight back. And every time he fights back, evil devil attacks for no reason, evil wicked devil at the end of it, because we attacked him. Here it is. Just absolutely incredible.
Government halt a crackdown against Shiite militias or face, quote, open war until liberation. But fighting continues in any case in Sadr's Baghdad stronghold, with dozens killed or wounded overnight. Despite repeated crackdowns against Shiite militia criminal gangs, opposition to Iraqi and American forces is widespread in some areas. A truce declared by Sadr last summer is credited in helping with a general reduction in violence. In Baghdad, David McDougall, Fox News Radio.
Oh, that's not the same one. There was like 50 clips. It's the one where Rice says was laughing at him and teased him when Sadr said, you know, stop trying to kill me. And understand, he does the ceasefire, and then they sneak attack him over and over again, and then they call him Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's okay. That was a good clip anyways. All right, I'm just going to rampage through calls now. Who is up first here? J.D. in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Look, I wanted to run a few things past you. First of all, we've got me and some friends of mine here trying to make some effort to get the sodium fluoride out of the water. They're dumping, I think it's 0.8 mg/L milligram per liter into the water here in Ripley, Mississippi.
Yeah, that'll give you a 20-point IQ reduction.
Oh, yeah, probably worse than that.
Well, that's what the federal studies admit. Yeah, it's chemical water.
Oh, yeah, we've got doctors locally here that know about sodium fluoride. We're trying to get them together. We're going to go before the city and get them to take it out, and if they don't, we're going to blow it up in the press, and they're going to receive all kinds
of... Yeah, Google government studies, bring in the Pulitzer Prize-winning book about World War II where the Nazis put it in the camp water. And,
oh, of course. I know all about it. The second thing I wanted to run past you, I think it was the last caller of the first hour. I very much agree with that guy. I just recently bought an SKS myself. You can get them legally, you know, 10-round clip. 7.62x39 ammo, really durable gun.
$150 bucks.
Oh, yeah, you can get them for $150, $200, $300 bucks, depending on what you...
They used to be about $60 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, the ammo is dirt cheap.
Listen, you can get them with bigger clips, 30-round clips, very nice weapon.
Oh, yeah.
You can shoot bullseye at 100 yards every time with them.
Oh, yeah, the 20 rounds are the most reliable from what I hear. The stock one I had was 10 round, but that is the best weapon probably to defend your family with.
It's a semi-automatic AK-47 variant.
Yeah. Exactly. They bust down the door, they threaten my family, they're going to get what's coming to them. Plain and simple. The Book of Solomon says there's a time to kill, a time to heal, a time for war, and a time for peace, and I'm not going to put up with them.
Well, you're anti-American. America is about being surveilled, having open borders, turning your guns in. America is about having poison put in your family's water. And the Founding Fathers are bad, and how dare you? That's why I have FEMA on tape saying the Founding Fathers are bad, and I agree with them, and I think you're evil. Listen to these evil people saying they would defend their freedom. You're with Al-Qaeda. I thought Al-Qaeda attacked us to get our freedoms. That's why you got to give up all your freedoms and Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda won't attack anymore. Look, I know most police agree with you. That's why they need to stop violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, my parents just got back from Germany, and they gave me this big blown-up photo, famous photo, of an East German soldier just a few months after they put up the barbed wire, wouldn't let people go across Checkpoint Charlie to get to West Germany. And it's this young German, East German officer, and there's this little toddler, and the dad and mother have gotten through, and the toddler got left behind. And the toddler's putting his hands up to the East German soldier, and the East German soldier went ahead and opened the barbed wire and let him go through. He was trying to stop the family, but once they got through, he went ahead and picked the toddler up, put him through. They took him and tortured him to death. You see, and that's the question you got to ask yourself, military and police. Would you help that toddler, or would you send him to a FEMA camp? Are you going to say, I'm just going to follow orders? Or are you going to, I guess you'll probably gun the toddler down or something. That's what they would do. They'd shoot you if you tried to go out. And you'll call yourself an American. Well, that's shame on you then. Not me, man. They may kill me or whatever, but I'm not going along with this. Let's talk to Ned in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Quick question about fluoride, actually. I was at the dentist. I've been going to the NYU School of Dentistry to save money. And I'm having a crown put on. And I complained about the fluoride already. And I explained to him that, you know, it was used in concentration camps and gulags. I explained, you know, it's in the, it's the main ingredient in rat poison. Obviously, the students don't know. They have it in their textbook. And, but I had overheard a teacher tell the student, you know, due to ethical issues, they couldn't administer it to me, after that. And then the next time I went in, they offered me cavicide, which, if you know a little Latin, side is what kills, homicide, suicide, pesticide. Well, cavicide is supposed to kill cavities. It's a blue liquid. It's basically the fluoride. So I was wondering, since I know your dad is a dentist.
My dad now knows it's deadly. Tell you what, I'll try to explain when we get back. Stay there. Then we'll go to George, Robert, Gary, Tom, everybody else. And was this local Palestinian activist murdered? The police say no. He had his arms, legs, mouth, face bound. I hope they don't throw me in the river and say I committed suicide. Folks, I'm not committing suicide. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, I'm getting all these phone calls, emails. We have written a story for Infowars.com Friday about this. Sam, we demand you investigate. You know, he was murdered. We're looking into it. I called four or five numbers that had his last name today. Couldn't get in touch with him. If anybody knows this gentleman's family, Palestinian activist that mailed school books to Palestinian children, and so he was raided and investigated by the FBI for it, please email Trey with an E, T-R-E-Y, at Infowars.com. We want you on the weekday show coming up in the next few days. And Palestinian activist Raed Hamid commits suicide. And he was found a few days ago in Lake Austin, which is really the Colorado River. They now call it Lady Bird Lake. They change the name every 5 minutes. But he was found dead, floating in it. And actually, Paul, who helps take the phone calls and run the show here on the Sunday show, he does lights and camera for KI Television. He actually broke the news. He was listening to the scanner when they found the body, when the police found it. And he was telling me that at first, of course, they thought it was a murder. They reported that at first, and then it changed to suspicious death. And now the police have put out a press release saying that his hands, feet were bound, that his mouth, you know, eyes were bound, but that that's consistent with someone staging. So this guy did a false flag on himself. Governments never stage terror attacks on themselves and then blame it on somebody else, though they admit they do. But this guy did this, I guess, to make the police look bad or the FBI look bad. No evidence of that. Within days, they just say, that's it, case closed. And, Paul, you were, you broke this story. What was said at first?
Oh, well, anything that I heard when I was on the scanners, it was just the police, you know, trying to hunt, you know, chase down the body because it was floating down there. And then the next day when I heard it on the news at my other job, they pretty much alluded to the fact that, you know, they stated that he was bound and gagged, and they had an interview with the girl that pretty much discovered it, you know, called the police. I was trying to get that clip before I got out here.
And what did she say about the body from memory? We'll play it tomorrow, but...
It just said that it looked like he was in, I believe she said it looked like he was in agony or something like that, like he was in pain or something. Didn't really look that good, you know.
Here's the deal: Fami Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, ruled close to 100 deaths to suicide with heads cut off, arms cut off, gasoline burnt. They'd walk up on burned bodies, dismembered, and he would rule it suicide. Gary Webb, who got the Pulitzer Prize for exposing CIA drug dealing, had a new book coming out proving it all. He had said he was getting threats. Guys have been in his house. They double-tapped him in the head, blew his jaw off with the first shot, then shot him in the back of the head. And the police said, oh, this is quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. I want it known now. Somebody shoots me in the head, I get drowned, and I'm bound. Cop of the year, he called his partner. He exposed Oklahoma City. Terrence Yeke is an inside job. He called his partner and said, I'm being followed by feds. He had the files, proving it, that he'd been told stand down or something bad was going to happen. He said, I got feds following me. He was found in a field, tortured to death, shot twice in the back of the head. I've had the cops on who exposed it. They said it was a suicide. I mean, this is starting to get really sick, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of, it took a while for me to register when you were talking about the guy that was bound. And I'm like, hold up, that was the guy that I had heard about on Wednesday. And then, you know, when we ran the story on Thursday, and then you're saying that it was a suicide. I'm like, no, not while he was bound, while his hands were duct taped behind
him. Yeah, they say that's how he committed suicide.
Yeah, he was pretty much hogtied.
Listen, I need that newscast. We need to find that woman that was first interviewed. By now they'll call and now we'll tell them this is, they'll call and tell her to shut up. If they've told, they also, when they killed Gary Webb, they had his family say, yeah, he'd been depressed, not suicide. The family gets threatened to keep their mouth shut. Or go ahead.
I'm just going to go find the clip for you real quick.
Okay. And if not, we'll have it tomorrow on the weekday show. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. God, they killed this guy. There's no doubt. Who killed him? I don't know. Israel, UPI, and AP reported 6 years ago, reported they were going to kill people inside the U.S. who were involved with the Palestinians. That was reported. We have links to that in the article we wrote. Was it Israel? Was it the FBI? Oh, they never kill anybody. Was it the police? Was it another Arab group? Who knows? But the point is that when they say, oh, no, it's a suicide, you know something stinks to high heaven. I mean, did he want to make the cops look bad and then kill himself? That's a very small chance. But he got on national TV and talked about it. He was suing them. Well, he's dead now. Man, I hope they don't kill me. And it's kind of like they said that Dr. David Kelly, that headed up the bioweapons program in England, they said he killed himself, and later it came out, police showed up, and five guys in black uniforms ran away, and it turned out he wrote memos saying, I've been threatened, they're going to kill me and put me in the woods. Princess Diana told everybody that Prince Charles told her face-to-face, I'm going to kill you in a fake auto accident 3 months before. That's now admitted. I mean, they kill you now. They slit his wrist. No blood at the scene. He bled to death with no blood. Then they said he took pills. There was three undigested pills in his belly. I mean, they do this over and they kill cops. They kill everybody. And then they say you committed suicide. They'll probably cut my head off and stick it on a pike over London Bridge and say I committed suicide. You can't cut your own head off, your own arms and legs off. I'm giving each caller a minute. Robert in Bull Verde, Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I'm calling because my neighbors and I need your help regarding the globalist money that is flooding into Texas and buying up rural water companies just as fast as they can.
Yeah, Dutch, Swiss, German, British, Spanish buying the roads for pennies on the dollar with sweetheart deals with local politicians, mass corruption.
Hey, we were just bought out here locally, and the ink was barely dry on this globalist purchase. And they immediately increased our rates 85.5%.
Yeah, have you looked at the leaked IMF World Bank documents 2002?
Yeah, I'm still in shock over my 85% rate.
Man, that's nothing. They're going to triple it by the time they're done.
Well, I know. You know, and if I have to appeal it, if my subdivision appeals it, they can spend millions of dollars on legal fees, and the ratepayers have to pay
their legal costs.
No,
I hear you. Look. This is a huge subject. This is globalization. When they set the nukes off or bio-attack us and then set the police state up, it's going to be 100 times worse, sir. Type into Google, IMF documents consume Argentina, and then that's a headline that will link to the documents. It's all done by design. Total, like Leo Coca said, we're being corporately raped. This is mafia government. Do you have the clip? Were you able to find the clip, Paul? Can we just play the clip where she talks about him being in agony? So I want to take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Belton, Texas. You're on the air, Robert.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just started listening to talk radio.
Yes, sir.
I think you guys are great. There's about 10 of you that I listen to.
Well, thank you.
The only thing I don't hear is a plan. something I can get behind?
I hear you. Sir, there's so much crime they're engaged in, I can't even tell you about 10% of it. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall, every type of evil you can imagine.
Well, I don't...
My plan is trying to warn you and for you to come up with plans. Believe me, call me back next week or during the weekday. We'll talk more about it. I understand. Here's a little clip from KI talking about it. Here it is.
It's a man with, like, a bald spot, and he has duct tape, like, across his mouth, like, wrapped up. And the police said that he was wanted by the FBI. He was the person that... from yesterday that was they were trying to find.
The fact that there's a body floating in Town Lake, is you don't see that every day, and it's unusual, so it does make it suspicious.
And it goes on. Okay, well, we'll play more of that. We'll post that on the website, a link to that. Just amazing. Okay, let's jam in one or two more here. Let's talk to Gary in California. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I got an answer to your last caller's question.
Yeah.
All you have to do, expose false flag terror and the globalists. In-game, terror storm. Terror storm, you got to get it out to the police and military so they know what's happening right now so they won't pull the martial law stuff in the future.
I agree. It's life and death. And believe me, folks, this isn't a joke. I realize my life's in danger. I mean, I realize this isn't a game. I can't believe it's this bad. I can't believe they're doing this to our country. I bleed red, white, and blue. And I know our troops and military and police aren't bad either, but they're being brainwashed and incrementally trained to do this, you know, quote, cave dwellers. And then meanwhile, they're running martial law drills against the citizenry.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Do you want a timeline for Terror Storm Special Edition?
Yes. Did you do the timeline for...
Yes. In-game, yes.
Well, for those that don't know, you did a great bibliography, and Kurt just said it was a listener. I double-checked it. It's a great bibliography you did for my film Endgame, where everything we claim is done, and you did... Well, what's your name? I really appreciate your help.
I'm Gary.
Well, Gary, you're just awesome. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I just went... Well, the thing is, Alex, you have to understand, all the stuff you talk about is out there. It's been declassified, large portions of it, for about 10, 15 years.
I know.
Nobody wants to deny it. They're just doing willful denial.
Well, yeah, we're so busy. We make the film, but we can't make a bibliography like a book. We had a fellow do that out of Michigan. Great job with for martial law, martiallaw911.info. Every second of the film is documented, you know, with links to all of it. You did that for Endgame at whatistheendgame.com, and now you're saying we'll do it for Terror Storm. I salute you and thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, the videos are free on Google Video, Terror Storm and Endgame. If you want them in high-quality DVD, Infowars.com. But this isn't about money. We have no future if we don't fight these people. Defend America. Find out who's behind the terrorists. Find out the Black Ops did it. They're ruthless. All right, great job to the crew. Great job to Trey and Paul. We'll see you next week and back tomorrow on the Weekday Show. God bless.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hemp USA.